made of skin weaving and leaves the fur from that hair to hers.
And you mean the two hairs at the same time?
And,
double hair.
And did she make an eye watch?
Mm-hmm.
And she put the knot on it. And after she put the knot on, she put the...
You can hear the Eskimo word if you want to.
So for that,
I believe we translated that as pitch. From a dry wood, inside dry wood. Yeah.
What you need to do is get that thing, put it away for, you know.
For first aid or?
Yeah.
For treatment.
Mm-hmm. We were out there up the river. And then after, she put that thing on and then put bandage with that thing again.
Mummy
from the skin. And then covered with a cut of okra.
Yes,
sir. So it won't get
dry. In the skin is a dry thing.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. So it won't get wet.
Mm-hmm.
And she kept it for a long time. I don't know how many days, but when he opened it, I saw it was there were healed up, no infect.
What did she do with the hairs then? When she opened it to look at the cut?
When it heals up, when it kind of opened, she cut the knots off and pulled the hairs with her hands.
You said that she sewed the wound, cleaned it, and sewed it, and then put on this pitch or mummy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she wrapped it in mummy,
mm-hmm.
this inner skin,
mm-hmm.
and then the whole wound or whole thing she wrapped with
a cut of
and each finger was wrapped separately.
Yes.
With mummy,
yeah.
Including the thumb,
uh-huh.
the cut. And then you say that everything healed up.
Yes.
And yes. You also mentioned that she saved this pitch.
Yeah.
Can you say how she did this?
She kept it in a cut.
Got tied so it wouldn't leak.
So it wouldn't leak and have to have another on top.
Two layers?
Yes.
She said she did this to be ready for emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Della, do you remember any other cases where there's any treatment of cuts or for stopping the bleeding that you'd want to mention? Yes, anything you'd like to mention?
Didn't I tell you about that first one that bleed on the snow?
Adela, I had asked you a question about your schooling and if you had any health training in the schools. Could you mention if you had done any reading during your school years? On medical attention or first aid?
When I was in school, we had a book of physiologists. I don't know why I kept all the that was in the book.
Yes.
How to treat people when they cut or something. And I got that. And people at Nortec used to come over.
As far as anybody coming into Nortec and telling people, you know, health rules or especially on first aid and accident treatment, do you remember when any nurse or anybody, a doctor, anybody first came through there? What year? Or some of them? Do you remember when anybody showed up to? Or how was this done? Did the teacher do any instructing or?
Yeah.
In years?
Teacher soldiers treatment, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
Yeah, that's quite all right. Could you tell me if there any there was any way of treating bad bruises?
Bad bruises?
Yes.
Like?
Or if you have a bad, or was there any treatment for bruises? Say if a person falls hard and there's, you know, area that's badly bruised in his leg. Was there any treatment, Eskimos, or that you knew of yourself for that?
Well, long ago, just long ago, mother used to tell me when they twist their ankle, they just pull it any old way and fix it themselves.
That's a joint.
That's
a
joint. Yeah.
How about bleeding, internal bleeding? Is there anything they could do to stop bleeding inside a person before the whites came, before there was hospitalization?
They have to, I remember when they talking about when they bleed in the stomach.
Yes.
They used to give them with tobacco, chew tobacco, pour it in the and I know when they give them with a child pee. But it's help.
Would you say that that's an Eskimo treatment? Or this month of that animal treatment?
Yeah.
Can you remember what year, or even about when, where you're young then?
When I'm young, I'm teenage. Yeah, teenage. Yes.
But you knew you at this time you can remember those two things. One was urine, you said, a child's urine.
Yeah.
And the other was tobacco. Chewed tobacco to stop stomach from bleeding in the stomach. Can you think of any other cases where somebody had some kind of bleeding and anything was done for them or?
Some hemorrhage.
Yeah. Any lungs?
Yeah.
What in that case, what would be done, if anything?
With the sarilach too.
Could you say the word loudly again?
Sarilach. Yeah.
Could you mention that about the use of
sarilach?
Yes.
They use it for boils, anything, or for boils.
Is this always is it always boiled?
Always boiled, sometimes chewed.
You could chew the leaves.
When they're old, when they're fresh, they really stink.
Are these used, the leaves that are used, are these thick green or dried?
Dried.
Mm-hmm. Could they be used any time of the year? Or if you have,
this time of the year is good.
Oh, in fall.
In fall time,
Did people, would they try to save them or not? I mean, put them away or not?
Put them away.
They would.
Yeah. I had.
Can you think of a case when anybody used it? I mean, you don't have to give a name, but the person, the age of the person, and about when it was, if you remember.
They always keep pick them for, you know, for winter.
Mm-hmm.
Some people use it nearly every day.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, you mean that they use it sort of as a...
Yeah,
preventive or...
Yeah.
Treat cold.
Yeah.
Do you think that it helps?
It really helps.
In what way does it help? What does it do?
Well, when they drink it, they're getting better. Mm-hmm. Every day, I used to myself, every bedtime and early, in the morning too.
Mm-hmm.
It helps me too last year when I got a real bad cold.
Mm-hmm. How does it help your cold? Or what do you notice changing if you use it? Is that hard to say? I don't mean to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you feel that the cold improves when you're using it then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good enough. Bella, could you mention if there's any practice if a person has blood loss and how it should be done? Any special diet or treatment?
Well, when a person got a lose a lot of blood, they let him rest in the bed for a long time, and they give him a bra or soup, liquids, not to be hard food, and raw pork, and pork.
That'd be frozen foods.
Frozen food, any kind made of fish. Just let them dried fish with oil. They can't stop eating oil.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard too. Mm-hmm. Quite a lot.
So they depend on diet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. As well as rest. All right, thank you. Adele, you mentioned something else on diet and treatment of, is this a lung condition or
a lung condition, TB.
Could you mention what you advise a woman to do on diet?
I tell one woman to have dried fish, mostly salmon, to eat every day, not to miss a day, with oil. So she tried it in noon time and supper time with oil. And she get better, and next time when the inspectors, the nurses, they check her up, sputum, she get good and gain. And she told me that she can't go without it.
Mm. How did you decide to recommend that? And was that from your own experience, or how did you decide?
Yeah, my own experience. Because dried fish is not like regular meat. It's soft.
Mm.
And if she had it with oil, because she only just like cod liver oil.
Mm.
It's less alright, but when you use it large, it's like it's partly dry. That's why I told her to eat it every day.
Has this woman had other checkups since? Has she had active TB or anything since
that? After she had done that, when the nurses and doctors came around to check her up, after that, they didn't check her up no more.
You say she still says that she eats a little bit of dried fish.
Mm-hmm.
Della, this is a new subject on skin soy, and I'd like for you to list the more important materials that the NORTAC Eskimos had with which to work. That is, the things that they got from their own area. Would you do this, please, for me? Beginning with land animals, if you wish.
Well, they have caribou skins, wolf, wolverine, signal, for those in the wintertime, or on rabbits. Rabbits,
How about the squirrels? You had ground squirrels?
Yeah, they always get the ground squirrels too.
Did you use tree squirrels any?
No. There's no tree squirrels.
No, because you're out of timber.
No.
How about marmot? Were those?
No.
You
no
didn't
marmot.
You didn't have marmot?
No.
How about fox?
Fox? All right.
Did you have coyotes?
No. Not very many long time.
No.
Just little. No. Just a few.
So these are very few things that you're working with?
Yeah.
Except at the different ages of the animals.
Yes.
How about are there any more land animals of any importance? Or even using sometimes. Or were there any birds in land that you used at all for anything in clothing?
Well, they used loons for socks. And
could you give the Eskimo word of the loon that you used?
Mullery.
Were there any other water birds that you used for anything?
And king.
King. How about the word for that?
Tootlick.
Tootlick.
Mm-hmm. Tootlick. Those who they use it for socks.
I mean for inside boots. I mean, for use inside boots?
And for raincoat, seagulls.
Seagulls were used?
Seagulls, yeah. Sew it together for raincoat.
Any other birds? Land birds weren't used. They were not?
No.
Ptarmigan were not?
No.
How about any of the ducks or geese? Or swans.
The swans.
The swans were used?
Yeah. For white, you know.
For hunting hunting park.
Yes. The swans take the long for the south water. White clothes.
Were any of the ducks or geese used for anything?
I don't think so.
Not for Donald?
No. They never get it down.
No. Okay. How about sea animals? Could you name the ones you used?
Like Berwick seal hook.
Yes.
Seal nutchuck. And Spanish seals, consider.
Yes.
Ribbon seal.
The word for ribbon seal, Donald?
Cowardly.
And what was the word for porpoise, Della?
Wiglaf.
Walrus.
Walrus Abeck.
Della's going to tell you about a case of a person who had a swelling on the neck.
On the neck?
Yes, on the neck. And this is somewhat similar to the, or it has a similar worm that she described in the case of the pointed hope woman. Could you continue, Della?
Yeah. My nephew got a lump on his neck. Oh, in your bed?
How close was he?
I'm 24.
No.
And he come over to me to take me here, so after I figured out how it sticks out, I cut it downward with,
Is this a special tool you used?
No, tape. Safety plate.
Razor blade?
Razor blade.
Oh, I see.
Razor blade. I used that one, and
was this above the hairline or below the hair?
Below the hair.
Below the hair.
Yeah. And when I open it, I squeeze it so the worms come out till it's empty.
as you made the cut, of course it must have bled some.
Not much.
Didn't bleed much,
much,
huh? What did you see? How big a cut did you make?
About half inch.
Half inch. Yeah. And how big was the total swelling? How wide or how big was it?
Because of jackstone.
And what did you see when you opened it?
Worms comes out.
How big and what did they look like?
Well, just about 1 inch. And the color crossed with black and white.
Could you give your word for this worm?
Just like...
Would it be the same, same worm?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say this is colored at all, this worm?
They're not all colored. Some of them were white. And a few of them almost same alike.
But it definitely doesn't look like a maggot. It's not round. It's flat.
It's flat.
What did you do after you took out the worms? How did you do it? Did you press them or how to get them all out?
I put them in the paper and put it in a glass.
Mm.
I wanted to send them down to doctors.
Oh, I see.
And I made my mistake, put alcohol in it.
Oh.
I didn't send them.
Oh, you didn't send them?
No.
What did you do to your cut then, after you'd made the cut?
I cleaned it up first with cotton and gauze.
Mm-hmm.
Wash it up first and then put Band-Aid on it with, with lethane later.
Mm-hmm. How did it do afterwards? How did the sore do?
It healed up quick.
Mm-hmm.
After another day, tell them to come up.
Oh, I see.
And then when I saw it start healing.
Did you count the number of worms that there?
Around dozen.
A dozen?
Yeah.
Did he ever have any more trouble with the same?
No.
Do you have any idea how a person would get worms like that?
I don't know.
You don't have any idea?
They were all dead.
Oh, they were. How would you say they were as far as the skin or in the muscle?
Between skin and the muscle.
Between the skin and the muscle. Mm-hmm.
Just when I open it, it comes up.
Did you see any hole leading from the where they were to the skin?
No.
There was no hole.
No.
Was it discolored anyway?
The colored before I opened
before
it,
you
was kind of dark skin.
Adela, could you tell me the year, which the previous case, the boy with the neck swelling, when you did that?
Well, maybe in 1946.
Adela, could you tell me about the case of the girl, 12-year-old girl, who had a swelling? Could you tell where the swelling was, the size of it, and what you did?
Mm-hmm. On the left side under her arm, on top of the rib. It was the biggest of my hand. Big round thing. And on the right spot, I opened it.
What did you use for opening the
I used that what my old dad made. We call it in Eskimo over here. And when I open it, the pus comes out on 4 pound large cat food.
Almost
4 pound.
Oh boy.
Large cat food, maybe old dad. It was all over pus on the sides too. And I watch her every day. school, put another bench down. I keep for myself, because it's awful.
Did you know any background on the case, what had happened to the girl, or why it had this swelling? Did the parents or the girl tell you anything about it?
No, her mother was in hospital, and her grandfather told me that maybe she got hurt from falling.
Did you notice anything around there, anything unusual besides the pus, I mean, besides the swelling?
Just only pus and...
You didn't notice any evidence of broken bones?
No, there's no broken bone. Mm-hmm. And black thing after that.
Mm-hmm.
When it's gonna cleaned up, you know, mm-hmm. The last one was kind of black.
What would be your Eskimo word for the material that came out, the pussy stuff?
Imuk.
What is it?
Imuk.
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 Della, would you tell me about the umuyun or lance that you used in the previous case of the girl with the swelling? What it looked like and how it was made, who made it? The last, this little knife.
Mama made it, Daddy made it. Out of
hacksaw.
A hacksaw.
This would be from the blade.
The hand was tied with blade, the sinew.
How big was the blade? How long?
Around 2 inches long.
Was this, mounted at the end of the blade or the handle, or how was it mounted?
The handle?
Yeah, how was it made? Did it go along the same way as the blade? The handle went the same way?
No, it's like a handle of a knife.
Long the same?
Yeah.
As regular?
Mm-hmm.
But shorter?
Mm-hmm. The blade was around two inches.
Was it sharpened on both edges?
Yeah. About this much white.
About,
half
more inch. Maybe a little less than half, more than a quarter inch. Maybe 3/8 or...
I guess so.
Maybe 3/8 of an inch.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. 3/8.
Yeah.
1/8.
Mm-hmm. Did you use it, is this the only time you used it? You had, or
many
you
times
you
I've used it. Not very long, I lost it. I don't know what I do with it. And I've got another one made out of the same kind of thing, but as for me. And I lost it before I got it.
What was the blade made out of? Or do you know what the blade was made out of before they used steel? Or was it always...
With chains and old timers.
Yeah.
Same size.
It looks very much like
that. Yeah, like but having it with a stick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's the same size.
Do you remember, how long ago was it your father made it? Is that quite a while ago?
Quite a while, I didn't, when I was teenage.
Yeah, maybe 19, before around 1920 or a little 1920, I think.
1919, I guess.
Yeah, have you had a further use for this lance, Dylan?
Well, one time I used for the old lady that have stroke many times. I mean, she was stroked and she stayed in bed all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And in the afternoon, her grandson come for dinner and eat a meal from a caribou.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't know the bone was on the bed and was real sharp and around 2 inches long. And her daughter woke me up when I go down there She wanted me to cut it. She tried to cut it with regular ulu.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't sharp. So I used that thing to open it.
Ulu.
Yeah.
For lamp.
Mm-hmm. And take it out. Cut the skin.
This was a kid put a leg on a marrow bone sliver.
Yeah. I was it.
You were really able to get the bone out of her leg.
Mm-hmm. I used that thing many times for brushing off or tooth that I brush.
Mm-hmm. So it's a useful tool.
It's useful, yeah. But I have to use it with alcohol, alcohol.
Disinfect it.
Mm-hmm. Infection. Mm-hmm. Be careful of it.
Do you know if any kind of disinfectant was used in the old days or not?
They used water to clean the first.
Mm-hmm.
What Mama used to do.
And you know, was there any actual word that had any meaning like disinfectant to kill, to clean something or not?
For infection. Mm-hmm. They use old timers.
Mm-hmm.
No, they have nothing on it, but they use warm water.
The water to wash.
Warm water.
Did he complain about that anymore? after
No, he never.
Do you have any word for that white spot, any Eskimo word for that that you remember?
That white thing on the eye called an Eskimo kovitsky.
Oh, thank you. Bella, could you tell me about other treatments you have for these, what do you call these, sore eyes? Or?
Yeah, sore eyes.
And this must be an infection of the covering of the eye?
Yeah, they hardly see.
Mm-hmm.
They have to get them in a dark place because when they're open, can't open well enough.
Mm-hmm. Can you think of, would you tell about one or more cases or one at a time, you know,
mm-hmm.
and say what you did and what the history of the person had been, the treatment they had?
Well, one time, a girl around 9 years old, she hardly see, almost blind, from the couple of her both eyes.
Well, what did the eye look like when you looked at it?
All red.
Red.
Red. And on the face, on her cheek. Kind of red blood from the water.
Oh, running.
Running down.
The
so
tears
much,
are
yeah,
running down.
Mm-hmm. And his father tried to keep her alive, but she kept him in a dark place. She hardly see anything.
Mm-hmm.
When I go down there for a little meeting.
Well, see, where was this? What place was it?
Kotchubu. He come and call me just when we're going back home. And when he asked me, I go over and look at it. It was so red and sores all over her eyes. And when I see it, maybe it could help. I know it will help. Just from the outside of her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And next day, I take new tweezers from the stores,
mm-hmm.
go over, and pull all the grown hairs in this bigger thing over here.
That's the corner of the eye?
Yeah.
Inner corner of the eye?
In the corner.
Mm-hmm.
From that.
What's the Eskimo word for that part of the eye, the inner corner?
Nikachuk. And then pull the grown hairs that go toward this way, and from this side, it grown. The hairs will grow so much and go in.
You mean her eyelashes?
Yeah,
eyelashes. Around the eye,
yeah.
And grown in?
Grown in, yeah.
One was causing irritation
Mm-hmm.
They were still alive, the hairs were, but they were turned
inside and rubbed her eye.
Oh.
And that's what's the matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I pull all those hairs off.
Oh.
After that, another day, I go over what I break the hairs when I pull it, the laces.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I have to pull them.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have done to it, on the third day, when I go over, her father came out for surprise. He said she was comic.
Reading a comic book.
He was so surprised.
Had she gone to a doctor for any treatment?
The doctors have treatment to her for many, many years.
How did they treat her? Did they just put ointments on, that's all. But how did you go about just looking at the eyes carefully? Saw this?
That time, I work on two boys and one girl, same week.
How about the boys? What was the cause of their eye condition? Same way, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How old were the boys, you remember?
Three boys. Same. Around 8 years. And she was 9 years old,
yeah.
80 and 6, maybe 6 and 3.
Oh.
That's
I wonder if they told her that.
On this little smallest boy, they asked her, his mother about it, all right, but she never told them that.
Yeah.
After my aunt worked on him, he never had trouble on his eyes no more. It's the place.
Have you noticed this in other children, trouble with the eyelashes growing in, or? Of course, you need the ones you check, yeah.
Many times, I don't remember.
Yeah.
It's not that.
Well, if
this is
a common,
yeah.
Pretty common thing.
Mm-hmm.
Does it fall within a certain age group of children? Or could it?
Groom, yeah, and small children, too.
Small children,
mm-hmm.
As well as older children.
Mm-hmm. That's how come they always have a spot on their eyes.
Does it happen with, say, teenagers?
Teenagers.
Do you remember any kids?
No.
No?
If I forget it,
yeah.
I think
the ones you remember are 8 or 9 or under,
yeah.
Or younger.
Yeah.
Adela, I wanted you to discuss about the care of caribou skins and tanning of it, beginning with the time the animal was killed and the care of it. All that. Could you do that? I see you have the skin in front of you now. And with this animal, could you go back to the history of the animal and all the things you did and up to the tank?
When we dug a skin on the straw, we have to dry it. And carefully. And when it dries, from being wet all the time, it's pretty hard to catch. But when we keep it off of the rain, you know, wet all the time, it's very easy, more to tan it. And we have to scrape the skin with the scraper.
Well, you can, in this particular skin, Della, what time of year was it, what was this kill and the kind of animal, could you explain?
In the fall time, but for pike, they used to try to get a skin on August. For expect.
Yeah. And what did you have in mind now to make from this skin? What will you be cutting on this skin? What kind of a garment?
For pants. Winter pants. Overall.
These, in the old days, these would be worn on the outside, outside pants, would they?
Yes.
For children?
For children. Mm-hmm. In winter time. It's just 60 below.
When this animal was killed, did you do anything to this? How did you take care of it right afterwards? Was it just carefully skinned, or how did you do it? Was it cleaned up right away or later? Just the pieces of meat.
Well,
it's
time to work on, you know.
You had did you skin the whole animal? I see the legs are cut off right now.
Yeah.
Was that skinned entire?
Mm-hmm.
With the legs part of it.
Legs on too.
And where did you have it stored then until the time you started working on it?
Have to wrap it up tight, and the hair is outside, wrap it up as keep it.
Well, the hair rolled outside?
Yeah, on your way.
Was it kept inside the house or outside the house?
Outside.
Mm-hmm.
And
and some of the something.
How long did this skin go from the time it was killed to you to actually tan it? You did the tanning?
Almost you have time. You have to work on it before it gets cold.
It's better to work on it sooner.
Yeah, when it's out of, you know, fishing season, when it's freezer.
Could you go through the procedure on tanning? With this skin, explaining the different tools you used or methods you used in tanning this skin? I see you have some tools in front of you.
Well,